You know, God's people have gotten so caught up in a form of worship. They've got caught up in traditions and doctrines of men. And I'm not one that believes that you can come into a church and get in there and everybody stand around and talk about everything in the world, and you don't give yourselves to prayer and you don't give yourselves to seeking God. And then you start what we call song service or worship service. And you know, there's some churches will sing 2 hours. And then when they finally give it to the preacher preaches 10 or 15 minutes. I don't believe that's the mind of God. And I don't believe it's the mind of God, like I said, to stand around and talk and be carnally minded and then just enter into a few minutes of prayer. And then you're shouting and talking in tongues and then you're singing. And everybody's weeping and crying and talking in tongues and shouting. And then the preacher's going to preach and lay hands on people. And people are going to weep and cry and bawl and a lot of emotion. A lot of drama is going to go on. And then you're going to leave from that however long it is. And you're going to go out and say, my God, we had church. But when you stop and look back, nothing's really changed. Nothing's really happened in people. And there's been no yokes destroyed. There's been no word preached to build them on a solid foundation or bring them forward in a greater move and a growth of God in their spirit. And this is what I call being bound in a spirit of religion. Everybody talks about revival. Everybody talks about a move of God. Everybody talks about an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And all it is shouting and praising and people laying hands on each other, which I can't find any Bible for, and people getting caught up and you know, crying and weeping and talking in tongues and having somebody lay hands on them. Like I said, you call it revival, you call it an outpouring, you call it church, you call it a work into the Spirit of God. But yet, when you come back together the next service, God's people are still bound. They're still going through the same problems. They've not grown in God, and people have been doing this for years and years and years, and it's gotten the church absolutely nowhere. It's gotten us nowhere. And God now is striving to bring in a new visitation and a new move of His Spirit, but you're not going to do it in this old order. Therefore, a discipline has to be placed in God's people, and you've got to desire a change. You've got to desire something new in the working of the Spirit of God to be revealed in your life. You cannot keep going in this old order, doing the same thing, and expect God to move brand new. It's kind of like my wife says sometimes. She said, yeah, we want God to do a new thing, but we want Him to do it in a good old-fashioned way. So we want to stay with our forms, our traditions, our doctrines. We want to stay with the way we are comfortable with worship, but yet we want God to do something new. No, a new move, a new thing, a new working of the Spirit of God requires new disciplines. It requires new dedications, and it requires God's ministers and leaders learning to be still and God teaching them a new working of the Spirit of God. See, we come to this idea that God can't do anything new. Well, and I've had people say, well, Brother Meadow, what else is God going to do? How else is God going to visit us and talk to us? I don't know. And I can't get people to be still long enough to find out, but I am going to find out what God is trying to show us, because I have purposed in my heart to go to prayer first thing of a morning. I study the word, listen to prophecies, listen to the word being preached. I go to prayer of an afternoon and then go back in to take care of things that I have to take care of in the word. And then later that night, go back to prayer and seeking God again the whole time. I'm crying out, Lord, teach me. Write your word, write your laws in my mind and in my heart. I don't want the old things of men. I'm not going to stand up and sing, give me that old time religion. I'm not going to sing that what was good enough for mama or daddy or granddaddy or grandmama is good enough for me, because it's not. Because God is doing a new
thing. God is bringing forth a new move that my mama and daddy didn't know, that my grandma and grandpa didn't know. God is bringing forth a brand new visitation that no generation up to right now knows and understands what God wants to do. In 1998, I was telling you about that visitation the Lord gave me about Joshua and Moses. God used Moses greatly for 40 years. But then there come a day that Moses died, and many of the people that he led in the wilderness died also. So here Joshua was with a brand new generation, and he had to find a new way to lead God's people. So God began to tell him, let a priest take the Ark of the Covenant and put it on their shoulders. And you have them step down into the brinks of Jordan. And at that time, Jordan was flooding, overshadowing its banks. So when Joshua told the people, he said, 3 days, sanctify yourself, wash your clothes, get ready for a new move of God. And he told them, said, when you see the priest put the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders and step into the banks of Jordan, Jordan is going to roll back on one side. The way it's flowing, it's going to roll back. It's going to quit flowing, and God is going to dry the ground up before them. And when you see this, stay back. I believe it was 2,000 cubits, for you have not passed this way before. We've not passed this way before what God is striving to do. We've never been there. We've never entered into it. We've never seen it manifest. And we've got to break ourselves out of these traditions, because God said there would be a people that had a form of godliness and denied the power thereof. Well, many churches has come to this place. They have a form of godliness, but they have denied the revealing and the manifestation and the moving of the power. And God said, from such turn away. He wasn't talking about sinners. He's talking about his people bound in the bondage of religion, and they did not have a dedication in a relationship with God so that they could see this new move of God. Get ready. It's here. It's trying to manifest itself. It's trying to reveal itself. And only by you getting still and asking God to give you new dedications, new consecrations, and new disciplines will you enter in to this new move and what God's got for you. May God bless you.